Well, it was nothing short of spectacular. The debut performance of Redskins rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III against a quality New Orleans Saints team. RG3 became the first quarterback to throw for at least 300 yards, two touchdowns without interception in his debut game.
You just love talking about it.
I love it. Now comes the hard part. Week two and living up to the expectations against what could be a little bit of a trap game against those Rams. Joining us live, Redskins great Dexter Manley. Wow, were you right last week? Hey, I didn't have the faith, but you did.
Hey, well, Mark, I have to tell you, I'm going to make a confession. Last week when I came in here, I used to hear the show, WTLP. And so when I came in here and I saw this black guy sitting here, I felt a little intimidated. And you saw me start perspiring and sweating. I'm like, man, now where is coming from?
Then, you're intimidated of me?
Yeah, Debbie asked the question.
I felt that presence. All of a sudden, I got another question and I really started perspiring, but today I can handle you people. Bring it on.
All right. So what do you think? Week two against the Rams, can the Skins keep it up?
I think so, but you know what you hear what's coming out of Redskin Park? It's the same old kind of the St. Louis Rams. They're good. Now, Steven Jackson's an excellent running back, but this is a struggling franchise. What they've started last year, they just, you know, got a great owner who has a lot of deep pockets, and but as I said earlier, this is a struggling franchise. They've had a lot of difficulties. Jeff Fisher can't seem to put his stamp approval on it because they just missing a lot of talent. Sam Bradford was a Heisman Trophy when he hadn't really played up to his potential since his rookie season. These guys can't even protect this guy. He gets 198 yards passing last week, 251 yards total offense. I don't see the Redskins. I would say anytime you put the pants on as an opportunity for someone to beat you, but I just don't foresee this week with the Redskins coming off that great week last week. And
remember that game a couple years ago? We really struggled. We struggled a couple of times recently against the Rams.
Yeah.
Of course, different team right now, so you don't see this as a trap game for the Redskins?
Not at all. Oh, the players going to say the political stuff, what's coming up. Steven Jackson is definitely he's an excellent runner, hard-nosed runner, run downhill, but other than that, they don't have a whole lot of offense. They're not bringing much to the table. They're just putting their pads on. Let's hope they show up Sunday.
How difficult is it coming in now? The Saints didn't have a lot of film to look at from the Redskins from the preseason to see what this offense could do, and they came out and surprised them, looking a little like a college offense at times. So does it make it easier for the Rams this week to scout the Redskins?
Well, yes, it does, because going into that game last week, no one knows what this Robert's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
See, the first year is so unpredictable. The second year, people got film and tape on you, so that way they can sort of run their game plan according to what they see, down and distance, certain different formations. And so I think people get more aware with just like Cam Newton last year, he lit up the league. But now this year, we'll see if he do the same thing because, as I said, people are going to sort of get the tape on and the film and be able to watch him. But I think this week, the St. Louis Rams not bringing a whole lot. They can't stop the run. They can't get to the quarterback. But they have a lot of young players that very high-energy players, undersized. Chris Long, and I can't call his other guy's name. James Lenore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a linebacker, and they got one of their number one draft pick who's missing. He's been out with an ankle injury.
So a little hobbled.
I just don't see the St. Louis Rams putting up a good fight against the Redskins. Now, George Wallace might give you some political good stuff, but I just don't see them doing anything here this coming Sunday with the Redskins.
What do you say, George?
I'm with Dexter on this.
Really?
Yeah.
2-0.
I think it'll be 2-0. I think it's going to be a good test for Robert, but to see how he can adjust from last week to this week. Had a lot of time to prepare for the Saints, but not so much time to prepare for the Rams.
These guys can't get to the quarterback, man. They can't rally this guy's cage. And I think that the Redskins are definitely, they got a great front seven. The back end sort of suspect, but the front seven can put a lot of pressure on this guy Sam Bradford. He'll fold and he'd be willing to take it to the house easy.
They can make it a long afternoon for Sam Bradford, right?
They can. Yeah. They can't. You could probably beat these guys, Mark.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Pierre Garçon, is he going to play? How much will he play?
He said last week in the locker room he is no question going to play, but he hasn't practiced really this week. He's got the foot injury.
Oh, he's not going to play then.
He's got the foot injury, but it's turf. That makes a difference, I guess, right? If you're on the turf, so we'll see. They need him, though. He ran 72 yards to the end zone last week. You need him.
Indeed, he
almost got caught, too.
He almost did.
But that doesn't cut the mustard, almost.
All right. We got the word from Dexter Manley. We're looking at 2-0 on Monday morning, and we'll be happy again on Monday.
You got it. I look forward to seeing you guys.
Redskins great Dexter Manley joining us in the studio.